latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to today's Newcastle United Bulletin. We'll start with news that Christian Atsu insists Newcastle need Rafa Benitez to stay, and the winger hopes to work with the Magpies manager on Tyneside for many years. Benitez's representatives began talks with Newcastle managing director Lee Charnley last week concerning the Spaniard's future, and those discussions are continuing. Newcastle supporters are eager for positive news to emerge from the talks, with Magpies fans desperate for Benitez to remain at the club long term. The Spaniard led United to promotion as championship winners during his first full season in charge, while he's guided them to Premier League survival with time to spare this term. Atsu has now joined a long list of players, including Matt Ritchie, Mo Diame and captain Jamal Lascelles, who've stressed the need for Benitez to continue at the St James Park helm. He said, "We need him to stay because we love working with him. The fans love him, the board love him. We are giving him all the support and we are hoping that he will stay and be with us for many years. Without him, things would have been very different. We've worked so hard all season. We had a great manager and the fans were behind us in each and every game, home and away. We have 52,000 fans supporting us and we are so happy for the supporters, so proud of ourselves too, that we're staying in the Premier League." Meanwhile, lone star Islam Samani could have played his final game for the club after being charged with violent conduct. The 29-year-old Leicester striker has been hit with an FA charge after appearing to kick out a defender Craig Dawson during Saturday's 1-0 Premier League defeat by West Brom. Referee David Coote did not see the incident, and Samani was not punished at the time, but he faces a 3-match ban if he either admits or is convicted of the alleged offence. Well, for a player to be charged on video evidence, three former elite match officials have to review footage of the incident independently and each conclude it constitutes a sending-off offence.